This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It was a mixture of feelings.
Yeah, including humiliation because we've been judged by somebody.
Treated as a second-class citizen.
Yeah, the only one we didn't suffer, well, I certainly didn't suffer from, I didn't have any anger, and I don't think Michael did. It remained a surprise, it's wrong, it's now, you know, it's not 30 years ago.
Yeah, my main feeling was shock that this should have happened. If it had happened 30 years ago, it wouldn't have been so surprising. Nowadays, I think it is. So that was the main feeling, shock.
Look, people will make up their own minds and will take comments from the listeners this afternoon. Can I ask you, and please don't be offended, but I think you'll understand why I'm asking the question. When you turned up at the guest house, the B&B rather, to stay in a booked room, did you turn up like one of these gay comedy characters, for example, trying to make a deliberate point?
No, not at all. No. We're both rather boring, possibly, middle-aged men, very respectable. There was nothing unusual about us, and certainly nothing camp about either of us. I mean, not that it should make a difference, but
not that it should. But I hope you understand why I asked the question.
Of course we understand. No, I think if we'd looked as though we would trash the room, then there would have been grounds for turning us away. But for two men to share a bed in the room for a night, where there was really no chance that we were going to damage the house, it's ridiculous that we weren't allowed to stay.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking when you're going home.
This is Drive.
BBC Three Counties Radio.